Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English. And, of course, part one, today's show, which is...
All right. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English. With, of course...
English idiom. Now is the review time for the idiom we learned...Yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was No bed of roses.
Okay, 昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 No bed of roses. 翻译成中文呢，一个事情远不像你想象的那么好，那么美妙。 And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is No can do. No can do. Three words, no and oCan, C-A-N, do, D-O, no can do.
Well, no can do, 没有能做 Okay, that's a little translation. So, who cannot do it?
I don't know.
Okay, 那么究竟什么意思呢？下面我给Sam做一个 conversation, 就是 how we use no can do. Hey, Sam, well, since today you have a day off,Why don't you do something and because, you know, it's kind of dirty and why don't you give a quick sweep of the floor and scrap it? Why don't you clean the toilet? So when I come back to the apartment this evening, I expect to be, you know, shining, beautiful and spotless.
Well, sorry, Peter. It's a no can do. I already have plans, okay? I gotta go out. I'm meeting a friend and we're gonna go see a movie. So, sorry, can't do it.
It won't last that long, just 2 hours. Just clean the floor.
I don't think so. I really got plans, and maybe next week.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Maybe you can do it this weekend.
Well, no can do. I have plans already, Sam.
Okay, well, maybe we should think about hiring someone, a balde or something, to come and clean our house for us.
Well, it will cost a lot of money.
That's okay. I think it's worth it.
Okay, let's see. 那么刚才对话呢，我和 Sam 作为一个 roommate,做一个室友呢，然后呢，我看到 Sam 今天休息，然后说 Sam 今天呢做点事情，比如说呢，把这房间好好的打扫一下，把地呢扫一扫，擦一下地板，如果有时间的话呢，再把厕所呢清理清理。Sam 看了我之后呢，说了一句话 ，No can do， 不行，我干不了。因为什么呢？他今天已经有安排了，因为他要去看电影。我呢听完之后呢，不是非常的高兴，我说，哎呦，这怎么办呢？ Sam 用一句话，你下礼拜你打扫房间吧。我呢同样用了今天。我们学到了词组呢 No can do 来回应 Sam 说下礼拜我也不行因为呢我也有安排了 No can do 翻译成中文是做不了 So it's kind of way to say no, right?
Yeah, it's another way of saying No, I can't do it、
mm-hmm.
No can do
Right, so could you give us some other expressions No can do or we can say maybe the opposite I heard expression a kind of attitude, right?
So if there's a no can do, there must be a can do.
Right.
And like you said, yes, there's a can do attitude. So if no can do, we say, no, can't do it, no, can't do it, then the can do attitude must be that very motivated, yes, I can do anything, nothing is impossible for me.
那么和今天一定相反的一个词组呢是 can do, 但是呢大家注意了往往后面要加一个 attitude,Can do attitude 表示说一切皆有可能的一个态度，表示说一旦出现了困难，有了一项任务，那么他的整个的状态是说没有问题，我可以去做，同时呢，我可以用尽我的全力把这个事情做得很好。用另外一个词组来翻译它呢，叫 Nothing is impossible.
That's right.
Okay, 一切呢皆有可能 Can do attitude.
So this kind of attitude, can-do attitude, is very desirable when it comes to the business world, right?
Right. 我有的时候呢，我们看一些公司在招聘的时候呢，那么员工需要有什么样的一个态度呢？是 can-do attitude， 绝不要找那种 no-can-do attitude, right?
But back to no-can-do, it can be kind of that negative attitude, but actually sometimes we really just can't do something.Because our circumstances don't allow us to. So it's not always negative, it's just because we really can't do something.
那么有的时候呢 ,no can do 呢它并不一定指呢是一个非常消极的态度是指呢有的情况下这个环境那个条件不允许你去做某件事情那么这种情况下呢你就可以用 no can do 来表达自己的一个想法或者一个愿望。
Okay, so for example, Peter, maybe I'm living in the U.S., you're living in China, and you want me to send something to you the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have to say, sorry, Peter, no can do. No service, when it comes to international service, like delivery service,
right,
is that fast.
Okay.
So it's not really because I'm lazy, or I just don't want to do it. It's because, really, that's impossible.
Right, because the service is not available.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's it for today's idiom, no can do.
Yes.
And the opposite is can do attitude.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's move on to part two of today's show, which is...
No can do, Peter.
It's going to be can do attitude, right?
Okay, okay, I'm just kidding. Of course we could have part two, which is, of course, hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, yesterday we mentioned that a lot of people are crazy about collecting memorabilia of well-known people.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're very expensive.
Yeah.
But I was reading an article the other day, it's saying, you know, some of the collections are not worth that much money, and there's a kind of a risk in the collecting these stuff.
Oh, okay. What's the risk?
Well, that's the topic for today. Is it worth it?
Okay.
All right, so before we go to the story, and now let's check vocab first.
Okay. So first of all, for Hit the Books, we have come across. Two words. Come across. Come, C-O-M-E, across, A-C-R-O-S-S. Come across.
今天的第一个词组呢是 come across, 表示说遇见。
So we can come across a person,
mm-hmm.
we can come across a thing, we kind of like find something, maybe not on purpose, but kind of by accident.
Right, 那么这个 come across 往往呢翻译成偶遇到一个人或者是见到一个东西，比如说我们街上遇到一个朋友 come across a friend. 那么有的时候呢看报纸的时候或者看书的时候呢突然遇到或者说看见了一个有趣的一个故事呢可以说 come across an interesting story from newspaper.
Yes, and of course the past tense is came across.
Right.
Okay, next we have trading card. Two words, trading card. Trading is T-R-A-D-I-N-G, card, C-A-R-D, trading card.
第二个词组呢是 trading card, 它的中文是收藏卡，往往呢是那种小的卡片，上面呢有一些明星的图片呢，这个明星呢可能是电影明星，也可能是体育明星。
I think most trading cards are sports related.
Right.
So you have baseball trading cards, football, and so on.
I think some kids exchange the trading card, right?
They can exchange, but I think most kids save them.
Save them.
Because some of the trading cards are quite valuable.
Really?
Yes, and actually you can buy a book, and the book will tell you the price or the value of all the different kinds of trading cards.
Okay, 那么这种收藏卡呢，一般呢是用来收藏的，但有的时候呢，朋友之间也可以做一定的 exchange, 一定的交换。
Okay, next is the word replica. Replica. R-E-P-L-I-C-A. Replica.
下一个单词 replica 翻译成中文是复制品 replica 我们有很多的这种复制品比如说手枪有这个 replica a weapon
yeah right so you have the word replicate which、mm-hmm. kind of means like
copy
and produce、
right. 它的动词 replicate 它的中文呢是复制的意思就等同于我们的这个单词呢 copy
so you can use words like perfect replica something、
mm-hmm.
like that it's just oh man it looks exactly the same right
right
okay next is the word tuck tuck t-u-c-k tuck
下一个词呢是一个动作 tuck 表示把一个东西塞到一个东西里面比如说作为一个男士穿衬衫的话呢需要把的衬衣呢能够塞到裤子里面这样看起来呢是比较的整洁现在的情况很多人呢不会 tuck in会感觉非常的酷一种非常时尚的一种感觉 right、
yeah.
你穿一个西装然后呢把衬衫放在外面一般情况下呢我们需要 tuck in、
yeah.
如果说比较正式的场合需要 tuck in your shirt
okay so we can say tuck in something so it could be our shirt sometimes we say like you'll hear a little kid say when they want to go to bed mommy daddy can you tuck me inThat means that the parents will take the blankets and kind of tuck them in or put behind the little child.
嗯哼，那么另外一个场景呢，用到这个 tuck， 比如说呢，父母呢来帮着孩子上床睡觉，那么这个动作叫 tuck in the baby.
Yes. Or we can say tuck behind. Mm-hmm. So if something is tucked behind something, it's kind of put behind that, maybe a little hiding behind it.
Okay.
Next is the word category. Category. C-A-T-E-G-O-R-Y. Category.
下一个单词 category, 它的意思是分类。
So category can be used in a lot of different ways in English that maybe you wouldn't think、mm-hmm. could be used.
Right, for example.
So for example, the most obvious is like categories when we're talking about different subjects.、
Mm-hmm.
But also like the level of earthquakes, we call like a category 1 earthquake, category 2, 3, 4, and so on. And also sometimes with wires.Like the wire, the level of thickness, it could be called like a category 5, category 6 wire.
刚才 Sam 给大家的一个例子，如何使用这个 category, 我们在生活当中很多情况下会用到这个 category, 表示说一个东西的分类、分级，比如说 earthquake, 地震，它分成了五个 category.
Okay, the next word is merchandise. Merchandise. M-E-R-C-H-A-N-D-I-S-E Merchandise
下一个单词表示商品它是一个非常正式的一个英文表示 goods
Yeah, right、mm-hmm. Okay, next is idiom English idiom Dime a dozen Dime a dozen Three words Dime is D-I-M-E A dozen Dozen is D-O-Z-E-N Dime a dozen
接下来的呢是一个 idiom, dime a dozen, 这个 idiom 我们原来讲过表示一个东西非常的便宜就可以用 dime a dozen, 表示说这个东西一打是收多少钱呢 a dime, 十美分。
But not just cheap, it also means there's a lot of them,
right?
And that's why they're so cheap.
Right, 如果一个东西量非常的大同时呢也非常的廉价就可以用这个单词 dime a dozen.
Yes, because dime is only 10 cents.、
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a dollar. It's just the 10 cents of a dollar.
The little coin, right?
Yes, it's a little coin. And dozen means 12.、Mm-hmm. So you could buy 12 of this thing for just 10 cents.
Okay.
Okay, next is the word attic. Attic. A-T-T-I-C. Attic.
下一个单词 attic 是我们房间的最顶部叫什么？阁楼 attic.
Yeah. Now there's another word like addict.Like A-D-D-I-C-T. It sounds very similar to attic. If you're addicted to、mm-hmm. something, you're an addict. But if it's a place in your house, it's the attic. So a little bit different, but sounds the same.
Right, 那么另外一个单词是 A-D-D-I-C-T. 它如果作为名词来念的话叫 addict. 它表示一个瘾君子比如说那种吸毒啊然后呢有一些不良嗜好的人呢这种人呢叫 addict. 它的拼写呢和 attic,是完全不同的但是发音呢如果大家不小心的话呢这两个单词很容易弄混所以说 attic 是呢阁楼 addict 是呢我们说瘾君子
Yes Okay, next is the word monetary monetary M-O-N-E-T-A-R-Y monetary
right, 今天的最后一个单词 monetary 翻译成中文是金钱的金融的
Right, so it's just about money.
Money, right,
yes.
Well, Sam, let's go to the story.
Okay. So, you came across an Elvis trading card in your dad's baseball card collection. Or maybe you found a replica of one of Elvis's gold albums out in the garage. Perhaps Grandma had an Elvis cookie jar tucked in the back of a kitchen cabinet.Or maybe you have a collection of Elvis LPs from back in the day. Now you may be wondering what your collectibles are worth. Although I hate to be the bearer of bad news, the short answer is probably not much. Elvis Presley memorabilia falls into a couple of categories. One, the readily available mass-produced merchandise that was a dime a dozen when it was produced and is still easy to find today. And two,The original one-of-a-kind item that are few and far between. Unfortunately for most of us, the collectibles that we typically unearth in an attic or at a garage sale fall into the first category. That limited edition Elvis ring, the numbered trading card, and the jailhouse rock statue are all essentially worthless, at least from a monetary standpoint. Sure, you might be able to sell them on eBay for a few bucks, or at your next yard sale for even less, but that's about it.
Okay, well, let's see Elvis Presley memorabilia.
Okay.
Is this worth a lot of money? The answer may be no. Right?
Yes, and what I like about this article is if you can understand it, then your English is quite good, because it's a very local way or style of writing.
Right. 文中提到了猫王的这些收藏品，很多人呢家里面如果去看一看的话，看看自己的收藏的盒子，然后呢自己的车库里面都会发现一些跟猫王有关的一些 collectible or collections。那么这些东西是值钱还是不值钱呢？文中提到了一个词呢 ，come across Elvis trading card。那么在哪发现 baseball card collections？ 有的时候呢，我无意当中会发现一些猫王的一些 trading card， 你会觉得非常的 excited 啊！我发现 something valuable。有的时候呢，也可能是猫王的一个专辑，但是大家注意了，这个专辑不是 original， 它是一个 replica。我们学过的一单词 replica。翻译成中文是复制品。
So we've talked about attic, but here we talk about the garage.、
Mm-hmm.
So we know that especially like in the US or Western cultures, the garage and the attic are two very common places to store.
在西方国家呢，我们说车库还有我们说的阁楼，往往呢是把自己平时不用的东西呢放在上面。有的时候呢，我们不经意当中会发现一些我们认为可能是一个 antique,or something maybe valuable.
Yes, especially if it's our parents' garage or attic.
Something passed down from old generation, your grandpa, your grandma. 另外一个猫王的收藏品呢是什么呢？ Elvis cookie jars. 它的一个点心盒子，我们直译成中文，或者是那种装点心的那种小罐子，那么上面呢会印有猫王的一些图案，有些这些 little jar 可能会值一些钱，特别是很早很早以前出品的这个cookie jar.
Yeah. Now, cookie jar is a good word to remember because it's actually pretty useful in English language.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have some cookie jar idioms,
mm-hmm.
and the cookie jar is a very, I would say, important thing to a child.
Right. 那么说这种点心的这种盒子或点心罐对于小朋友来讲是特别特别重要的东西。我们的童年的记忆当中很多的回忆很多的故事呢和这个 cookie jar 是联系到一起的。
So I remember when I was a kid, we had a rabbit cookie jar.
Okay.
It was a big rabbit, and if you took off the rabbit's hat, oh, inside were mom's homemade cookies.
Cookies, right.
Yeah.
Okay, got a lot of a sweet memory, right?
Yes, love that word, cookie
right.
jar.
那么下面的问题来了，我们看到这么多 trading card, 看到了这个 cookie jar, 那么这些东西值不值钱？它是否值很多的钱？那么答案是什么呢？
I hate to be the bearer of the bad news. Yes, so this is another good useful phrase, the bearer of bad news.
那翻译成中文是什么呢？我不想成为一个传播坏消息的这个人，我不想把这个坏消息呢告诉你，但是呢事实上呢它的确呢是一个坏消息 is a bad news.
So we could say, oh, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, or, hey, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but, and then out comes the bad news.
Right, can you say that, hey Sam, I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, you failed.
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
Right, 那么在学校的时候有些同学Sam 告诉你消息啊你考试没及格那么这种人呢叫什么 a bearer of bad news.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so what's the bad news? Well, the bad news is when it comes to stuff, especially from Elvis Presley, a lot of the memorabilia falls into two categories.Number one is the stuff or the memorabilia was mass-produced merchandise. And so, really, it's a dime a dozen.
猫王的这些收藏品呢主要分成两类 two categories. 一类呢是一个 mass-produced, 大量生产的大批量生产的这些 merchandise.
Yes, yeah, so we could say the mass-produced merchandise is...Dime a dozen.
Right. 那么文中提到的词呢是 dime a dozen, 就是说量非常的大同时呢不值几个钱。
Okay, but the second category is the opposite of a dime a dozen. It's the original one of a kind that's few and far between.
那么第二个 category 呢叫 original， 它最原创的或最原始的那一款猫王的这个纪念品。那么这种纪念品呢，它是 one of a kind， 那么一类呢可能只有一种或两种，特别特别的稀少，所以呢它是那种特别值钱的 memorabilia。
Right, so this is good to remember too. We know something's original、
mm-hmm.
then it's not a replica.
Right,
right, so it's going to be very valuable. And this one of a kindWe can say stuff is one of a kind.、
Mm-hmm.
Also, we could say a person is one of a kind. Peter, you're one of a kind. That means you're a special guy, like the qualities that you have are really hard to find in other people.
So this is kind of compliments or...
That's a very good compliment.
Sarcastic.
No, no, no. It's a very good compliment. If you say, hey, you're one of a kind, that means, hey, you're a great guy. You're just the qualities you have are just much better than other people.
Well, you're translating into Chinese sounds a little bit, you know, like a negative, right?
Well, I guess it depends on the tone and the context that it's in. But usually it's a compliment, but of course you can use it in a sarcastic way.
Right, 那么大家注意了 one of a kind 这个词呢，如果在形容一个人的时候呢，表示说你这个品质，你的能力呢，非常非常的稀少，在人群当中呢，很难找到。一般情况下呢，夸一个人，但是呢，大家要小心了，如果说用汉语来表达这个意思的时候呢，有的时候呢，会说这个人与众不同，很怪怪的一个人，所以呢大家一定要把这个 tone 弄对了，不然的话呢可能会弄出一定的错误。
Yeah, so in English it's okay, and now I learned don't use that in Chinese.
Well, be careful.
So few and far between, well, I guess if you look, break that down, it's really easy to understand, right?
Right.
Few and far between. So if something, it's few of something, it's very precious.
Right, 如果说猫王的他的这些纪念品如果是 original, 它是什么呢 ?few and far between, 这是一个英语的表达，表示说非常的稀少。
Okay, so, unfortunately, for the most of us, the collectibles and the things that we have or that we unearth in the attic or garage,They usually fall into that first category.
那么很不幸的是呢，我们绝大多数人发现的猫王的这些纪念品呢，都属于第一类，应该是什么 ？Mass-produced merchandise.
Right.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, the dime a dozen stuff is easy to find.
Right.
So it's worthless. But that limited edition, maybe an Elvis ring, a trading card, or a statue, usually it's worthless.
Right.
It says it's limited edition, but actually it turns out they stamp that a limited edition on mass-produced merchandise as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's difficult to tell. It's original or replica, right?
Yeah.
猫王的限量版的一些商品呢，它的的确确呢是值一些钱的。有的时候呢，那些大规模生产的猫王的一些纪念品呢，也盖上一个Original, 或者是 limited edition.
Yeah.
Right.
So the limited edition means, well, there's a limit on how many they make, but actually sometimes the producer will put that on there to make it seem like it's special, but actually it's not.
Well, how do you define limited, right?
Yeah, right. It's not very limited, or it's very limited.
Well, they think a million is a limited, right?
Yeah, compared to 20 million, only a million, right?
Right.
It's limited.
从金钱的角度来讲呢，他们是不值钱的。So monetary standpoint or monetary point of view, they are worth nothing.
Exactly.So if you find something like this, you can try to sell it, maybe like on eBay. I think you're only going to make a few dollars.
Right.
Or maybe even less if you sell it like a yard sale.
Right. 那么大家如果说登录 eBay 的话呢，会发现很多有关猫王的一些 memorabilia, 比如说他的那些所谓的吉他 guitar, can be very expensive, 但是呢只卖比如说100美金200美金呢，肯定是一个 replica.
Right? Yeah, right.
Replica guaranteed.
Okay. Right.
All right, so that's it for today's, discussion of the value of Elvis Presley memorabilia.
Okay.
Well, time is up. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
外语广播中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com
北京外语广播。